Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order and let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are present. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Commissioner, would you mind leading us in a word of prayer?
Bow your heads with me. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for a day that we can come and worship you freely. And we just turn over everything to you. Be with us as we make these decisions. Be with our country. There's big decisions being made all across. We've had some more families that have lost loved ones. Be with those families and watch over them. Take care of us all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, thank you, Dan Jones.
Item number four, public comments. Do we have any public comments?
I do not.
Moving right along, item number five, announcement and possible discussion of public or community interest for which no action will be taken.
Who was it that we had a house returned? It was damaged and they got it fixed and they got the keys this week or yesterday?
I want to say the last name of the Williams.
What did you say?
Over off of Sand Road, right in town off Reese, over there, but part of that federal money that will rebuild your house.
It was the Reese family. There was three brothers, and they. The storm hit the neighborhood, and all three of them applied for another house, and they handed up, kind of had a here's the key ceremony. I was tied up and were not able to make it over there. But, Arthur Reese, Leon Reese, and Herman Reese.
Jeff said, I think Jeff went to it.
Yeah, I made it over there. Jeff, you invited me. I went over there.
Yes, sir.
I've met with the GLO. We're going to have a meeting over here. They're going to do a presentation. Got a lot more money to do stuff like that, so we're going to try to get it out to the public.
Good. I was in good news is the 14U Cold Springs Little League baseball team played in a regional tournament in Jacksonville, and I was up there watching them and representing, and they won every game, so they won the little tournament.
Good deal.
And so they're playing in a state tournament in Longview. And the bad news about that is it's on 4th of July weekend. And I had kind of committed to reading the Declaration of Independence. But I don't know about y'all's grandchildren, but my grandchildren ain't never made it to the state tournament. So Papa's going to be up there instead of reading.
Well, good for you.
Celebrating, but
Crystal don't mind reading.
We're going to have to buy more cake, it sounds like, to help fund the trip.
Crystal don't mind reading it.
Huh? Did you say?
I told them I'd be glad to talk to whoever, but I'm sure they probably got plenty of better speakers than me anyway. But anyway, I'm excited for those boys.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's just them. I think our little leagues all over the county are really doing well this summer. And
they are.
That's
all
good.
Of our kids do well.
Yeah, that's good. Good news.
Get Crystal to do it.
I had three stops and they're holding me to it. I missed one last year and he has not forgotten.
You know, I don't know if it's even over because I'm not a soccer guy. But
it's not.
In the spring, we went to lots of meetings before the election, and everybody that was running for something was at these public hearings about what all the riffraff we're going to get out of the soccer tournaments. And so far, I ain't seen none of that.
They're seeing what America's like.
You know, and good for them. But I'm glad that we're not overrun with people that are just wanting to destroy the town. But you have to kind of We had meetings for months, and you have to be prepared just in case that does happen. And I appreciate everybody that's been involved in all the preparation and so forth, and I'm glad that we didn't have to face something horrible as a byproduct of the soccer thing. So it's still going on then, huh?
They raised a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. Anything else going on that fits under this category?
I wanted to make it public that I am officially over the animal shelter, not the sheriff.
Right.
Because he asked that we clarify that so the public knows when things are changing, it's not on him, it's on me. So. Is that good enough?
Personal cell phone number given?
I handed them my card and told them when they're getting custody. I'm used to it at this point.
You'll do a good job at it.
It'll take me a minute.
All right.
Now, did you hire somebody? Wasn't you informed that you hired somebody?
I hired Daniel Harden. He used to work for maintenance, and he said he would be a good choice. So far, he started yesterday.
Do you know him, French?
I remember him when he worked for maintenance.
Was he the boy with the did the tile work? Is that who that is? No?
I think so. He lives down in Quail Creek. Close
I think
to
that's
me.
Him. He did the tile.
When I see him, I'll know him. Picture of his face coming in my head right now, to be perfectly honest.
Well, it's a challenge, and he was up for it for a very minimal pay. So I had to
work on that.
Me and him are working. We've been clean.
We've got the DECOG annual meeting tomorrow in Lufkin.
That's right, in Lufkin, and I got an email with an, we didn't buy a table, but I did get an invite. What time we leaving?
I like that.
You got to get there way early?
9:30, they'll probably bill us for the table.
What time?
I thought we did
that. What time to start?
No. Somebody that we all know did a table, and
law firm or something?
I think it was a law firm.
Oh.
Because I got an email to that effect. I didn't pass that email? I usually, when I'm sitting there doing them, I ain't going to swear I did that one, but I.
I got an invite to it on my email for the DECOG one. So maybe that was what you forwarded to me. I don't know. I intended to forward it,
and I don't ever just pick one. Sometimes pick my favorite commissioner because I'm in her precinct. I'm just kidding, guys. I'll look and see,
pay at the door.
Well, whatever,
Oh, you can pay at the door for them.
They said they had two tables, as a matter of fact. This person said that, and Margie's looking at me like I didn't see no email. As soon as we leave here, I'll make sure and resend or send it. Dadgummit. Did you get something?
Yeah,
I thought so. Okay. Now I see who reads my email. See,
we are the only ones that do.
Ms. Long, did you have a public comment you want to make?
No, sir, because I was informed my facts are incorrect. I want to get them straight for a call.
That's a novel thought. Get your ducks in a row before you chew us out.
I'm a professional.
We ought to type that up and post it on the door.
Check your facts.
Well, you're welcome, facts or no facts. You're more than welcome if you got something you want to...
Public comment.
No, sir, I want to have my facts straight because
All right.
It's going to affect some stuff maybe.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to move on down here to...
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Number 10.
Can I do public comment?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Since you brought it up, everybody is welcome to show up this weekend, Center, Texas. The 12U Cold Springs baseball team is going to be playing.
Oh, wow.
So they will be trying to go to state two also this good. Weekend for my grandson.
Good.
So I'll just be happy if y'all don't have nothing to do this weekend, feel free to come out and support. And if not, go on Facebook, Facebook, and they got some raffle stuff going on. So if y'all want to donate to the raffle, that'd be great.
Center Texas. We played when mine was 12. That's where we played.
I think mine are going to Rusty, Louisiana.
I'm trying to see if I already donated to that one too. Yeah,
we're going. To
yeah, they're doing really good. I've heard lots of good things about the 12-year-old
one. When all them All Star kids are done, send them over to my son's field where they can play in Willis. He just opened a park over there.
Oh yeah, he got his whole park. He got his own park.
Well, he has to give three other people. Yeah, that, park
yeah, his own park.
Oh really? I've heard about that. I heard it's really, really nice.
Send all the boys and children to tryouts.
Do you know they have a private baseball park in Shepherd? Did any of y'all know that?
I didn't.
Right there on Martin Drive.
Is it select?
You know where that two-story house is on the loop there before you get to the Shepherd South, right past Shepherd Apartments? You turn down Martin Drive, there's a private baseball park there. Right across, right before you get to Miss Jean Brown's house.
Whose is it?
It belongs to some company. They lease it out to people to practice some stuff on. It's its own private field.
I know the guy that owns it though. We get with you later.
Huh.
Yeah, my son's looking for some kids. 8U, 9U, 10U, and 11U.
Them All Stars who go around. Fritz go around, you play in like baseball, get selected.
Yeah.
They stop there and they practice and they, and stuff.
That's good to know because if somebody were to call, I wouldn't know to tell them that.
Yeah, it is.
Huh. All righty. Number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve designating 5 census tracts as Opportunity Zone 2.0 program tracts. I've got approached by a couple of different entities about the deadline to do this is the 26th, Friday. The Forest Country Partnership they came and visited Miss Windham and this isn't the first.
I got that email too.
We did it last year too, didn't we?
No, we've never designated before.
She sent it out to us.
Yeah, that may have been foreign trade zone. This is opportunity zone.
That's what I.
It's two different things. Foreign trade zone, I don't know as much about, but when you create one of those, it gives. Whoever's operating in that zone some tax benefits, but it may be more along the line of property tax waivers and things of that nature. These zones, opportunity zones, if you're operating in that area, it's strictly about federal income tax breaks to encourage businesses and so forth.
And it doesn't affect our tax.
No, it doesn't affect ours at all. And
there's 5 zones in ours, I think, correct? One Atlantic has one up there. Precinct 2, Precinct 1 has it.
I have it for sure.
Yeah, 3, so I think they're all on.
I've been approached by 2 or 3 different outfits, like I said, Forest Country Partnership, and also the San Jacinto Ranch, they had also. Sent me quite a bit of information about it, and
I have another group that are interested too that are off of Spark and Ferguson.
I couldn't find anything negative on it.
Not one thing. The it's not the whole county though. They just the state has selected 5 census tracts that meet certain criteria, LMI population, and. There's a strip down there. One of the tracks is down there in Shepherd,
right
along the interstate and the railroad, you know, and if you were going to do something industrial, that'd be the place to do it. I mean, I would think with those, all that infrastructure down there, but.
Actually, Cold Spring is in it.
Yeah. I'm glad you printed out the map. I'm sitting here flipping through here hunting my map, but I sent the map to everybody. Now, the way it is on the, I can't tell you where the dividing line between one census tract and the other, because of.
Yeah, it's hard to see in there.
And anyway, that's, the blue areas is the areas that are eligible by the state. Other area is not eligible for whatever reason.
So Judge, I'd make that motion that we accept the five census tracts as opportunity zones.
Okay.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second by Commissioner Dominic. Now, once, if we approve that, then there is a application process with a, you click on this link and up pops a spreadsheet, and you put the answers in all that, and I've, since the deadline's Friday, I've already been working on it, and I've gotten, I'm ready to push the button so we don't miss the deadline.
So I do have one more question that I'm not clear on. Clearly, that's more than five census tracts that's eligible.
It looks like it, but I'm just telling you. I got on the census on the spreadsheet. I've got five census tracts listed.
There is a bunch more, but all of ours were approved for. One that was in our county because
these areas are eligible, but that's not all. That's not.
Do you want to rephrase the motion to say approve?
I'm just curious which five that we're going to pick. I mean,
all five of ours in our county,
yet we don't know which five.
It says that San Jacinto County has five eligible census tracts. You can designate for a federal opportunity.
I don't know exactly where they. I looked at the map and you can't see the lines there. But I guess what I'm trying to say is the state says we've got five that are, the motion would include all of those.
If you look on that map, there, it has the darkest blue is the eligible. And you, if you look hard, there's a gray and then there's a blue and then there's a white. And so you can look hard enough, you'll see exactly where those five are. Down there by Shepherd and
both of these entities that have been furnishing some of the information and suggesting that we go forward, they've been dealing with somebody named Larry McManus with the governor's office. He's the guy on that. We still have to send the application, and provided I check all the right boxes, I think it's a kind of a.
I reached out to Melissa, who is in. Listed in here at the governor's office as well, and she said it was very beneficial.
Yeah.
Everything she told me sounded good.
This has happened once before 10 years ago, and I don't think we participated. Yes. Although someone said we had a, I don't know how we could have done it because I don't remember doing it.
We had a what?
Do y'all remember doing this in the first round? Opportunity Zone 1-0? That would have been in 16, and I wasn't here in 16. Someone has suggested to me that we did, but
we
I don't.
We had a reinvestment zone for the TxDOT.
Yeah.
And we did. It had to do with oil production.
Yeah,
and
no, that.
And over there in Liberty.
This ain't. That's not what this is.
It's independent.
Yeah, all I was trying to make clear was that's more than five census tracts. I mean, the census tracts aren't that big. So,
some of them ain't. Some of them, are, I guess, can get a little bigger, but I don't think five tracts takes up half the county.
Yeah, right.
Last time I looked at a census tract, we were arguing about the
population.
How to cut the county up, and that was
census blocks.
Somewhat unpleasant memories, if I remember.
Census blocks.
It got pretty heated.
Yes, sir.
Okay, key provisions. The Opportunity Zone program is the largest federal economic development tool. We're trying to get more active in economic development. One Big Beautiful Bill, the OBBBA, signed July the 4th, 2025, established the new Opportunity Zone 2.0 as a permanent program under the tax code with rolling 10-year designation cycles. I think once we pass it and it gets approved, it's good for 10 years. Opportunity Zone 2.0 designations are effective for 10 years beginning January 1, 2027. Key provisions. Permanent feature of the tax code with rolling 10-year designations. Smaller map. Tighter eligibility requirements. Additional incentives for rural Opportunity Zone investments. 5-year deferral and 30-year basis step-ups. Lower threshold, substantial improvement, 100% to 50%. Rural is defined by any area within or adjacent to a town with over 50,000. Well, we definitely are rural. There ain't no question about that. State governors nominate 25% of their respective state's eligible census tracts every 10 years. So we're going to send this application to them, and they could pick all five that we're nominating, or they could just pick a fourth of them. I really don't know. It's probably going to, not every county is going to apply. They never do. And he's going to want to meet the 25% over the whole state. So all five of ours could conceivably be picked, but there's no guarantee. The Texas Economic Development Tourism Office, with the Office of the Governor, will lead the efforts to develop transparent, data-driven selection process for Opportunity Zone 2.0. To do so, the EDT will ask economic development organizations and county judges to submit eligible tracts in their communities for consideration based on the following: statutory compliance, local support. Strong consideration will be given to those tracts which the local community and support through incentives offers. Project viability, geographic balance. I wish we'd have gotten this a little bit sooner, but we're going to be able to get something submitted, and then it'll be up to the governor to decide which zones we actually get approved. Let's see if there's something else that jumps out here at me. So, did y'all see this chart? Did y'all get this chart here? Number of eligible tracts, 1 to 50, allowed to submit for consideration, all of them. So we're within the rules. If we only got five in our whole county designated, we're going to submit five because it says you can. If you had more than 50 and less than 100, you could only submit 90% and on down the line. Example, county with 10 tracts is eligible to submit 10 tracts, or 100% of the eligible tracts. County with 325 eligible tracts could submit up to 195. That'd have to be I'm guessing that'd be a big county, like with a lot of population, because the tracts are geared to population, and the more population you got, the smaller your census tracts are. We're not all that densely populated, so we only got about five. Wow. Combination packet. I guess I sent all of that to y'all. All right, any more comments? That's about all I got for us putting information out so the public will know a little bit about what we're doing. Anything else? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. I'm going to submit all 5 tracts. Number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve to go out for bid on an 8,000 square foot law enforcement building for the sheriff's department.
Yeah.
Now, during the budget time last year, and we're rolling around that direction, we put close to $1 million in the budget too. And we talked about, for those of y'all that may not realize, the jail was built in 83, I think, when they moved it from the old jail that was still in use until this one got built. And it was a 10-man facility. And it didn't take long for, I think Humphrey Parker was sheriff and he was running the jail back then. And it didn't take long to put 10 people in there. And next thing you know, the jail commission was saying you're overcrowded. So they got with this one and that one, an engineer, blah, 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 and increased it by 100%. They had single beds in there where they put bunk beds in and immediately doubled the capacity to 20 people. And it wasn't all that long later, probably around 97, 20-man was, we had 50 people in there in a 20-man jail. And it was one of my predecessors that started it, and I was there when we completed it, but we increased the bed to 54 man. And then we rockered along till about 05 or something like that, and here comes the jail commission again, because they come down and they may not catch you with too many in there, but you got to keep records, and they look at your records and see, well, it looked like last weekend, 4th of July, y'all must have done a raid because y'all had 70 people in there. So, long story short, we had to go out for certificates of obligation, and we funded another, and we built what we got now, 144-man bed. Yeah. But each time that we added on, we didn't add one square inch of office space or administrative or nothing. It was strictly beds. And we had a plan, and it's worked pretty good over the years. The plan was other counties were in the same boat we were, and those extra beds that we had, we'd rent them out. And we've done that, and that's how we paid for the thing, which has been a good plan. But anyway, meanwhile, the chief and all his deputies are stacked in there like cordwood because they don't have enough. They just don't have enough room. How big is the interrogation room? Like it's about the size of a broom closet.
Maybe.
I mean, anyway. So about a year ago, we did talk about. Now I'll be honest. What I had in mind was a 4,000 or 5,000 feet facility, something that I thought we could. But I'm not in law enforcement, and none of the law enforcement that have been here during that time and even before, they always wanted a bigger setup. So the chief brought me a drawing. So this is kind of like the bare minimum, and it's about 8,000 feet, and it's believe will take care of every need that you would have. I took the drawing and got a draftsman. No offense, but I tried to pretty it up a little bit. That ain't mine, is it? Anyway, so we got a little better. We got a professional drawing here anyway, and That's why I was late this morning. I kept trying to blow it up and make it a little more legible, but the one on the computer, you can focus in and get it as big as you want to, and it works a little better. But anyway, that's what this is all about.
We set money aside for it, hadn't we? Already?
We have.
In the budget?
We have.
Started?
And we, until we go out for bid, we don't know. They might say, well, about all you can do for what you set aside is dry it in. I don't know. Hopefully.
Maybe we can have a slab done and a building put up this year.
Well, we're not. I know that building sales is a lot more costly.
Sure.
But you know, I would think if we
do as much as we can with the money.
Yeah,
we have.
Yeah. But you would think that you could build something like that for $1 million. But this building, it's 10,000 feet. It's a little bigger.
True.
And we ended up with $3 million in it, and I'm still like, I don't know why government projects seem to cost more than
home projects.
Well, 25% of it is grant writers and engineers.
Right.
Yeah, you got to add that right to the top. I built a building. Well,
I guess our biggest hang up is different opinions to where it needs to be put. Is that probably a fair statement?
Well, that's one of the things, but to me is, how do you bid this out? There's no air conditioning plan. There's no plumbing plan. No. I mean, I don't think we're far enough along to bid it out. I think we need to get
set of plans.
More definite.
Set of plans. I'm just trying to get something so you guys could see the concept. And
no, I mean, I've seen, not this plan, but I've seen it, but I mean,
Chief,
Mark,
Mr. Wood, what do it cost?
Engineer, and I mean, you're going to have air conditioning.
Any kind of an office space is going to cost between $200 and $300 a foot.
No, what would it cost us to have this engineered, this plan?
Oh, I don't know.
Just get
8%.
Yeah.
12% probably.
That's our first step.
So
our first step is where we're going to put it at. Our next step
okay,
is to get it engineered.
This person is a draftsman. I just wanted somebody to draw something up to give us, you see what the concept is. And I agree, there's all them plans that are that thick with all that detail. And I knew that's not here. But I didn't want to just, who am I to run out there and spend $4,000 or $5,000 getting a full set of plans? If y'all want to authorize that to happen,
okay. First
based
thing,
on
this
concept,
okay. First thing is, where are we going to put it at? That's a big issue in the room.
What? I didn't think that was an issue. I thought we were going to put it right here on this property, right next to the jail.
I thought that's why we cleared it.
That's what we bought. That's why y'all cleared it, and y'all did a damn fine job clearing it. It's ready to start doing stuff.
I think Luke don't want it there. I don't know about Mark. I don't know.
Well, I just had the idea when we were tossing around to add on to the back of the jail here and come out of this parking lot. And that way it would be all together. It wouldn't be two separate buildings. Who cares about the parking lot? We put the parking lot on.
Parking
there.
Lot's utilized every time we have a big
right.
event.
But
and we use grant money. We use grant money to pave all that that thing there, and why would we want to tear it up when we own 5 acres right across the street?
And there's a big ditch in between too.
Where do you want to go, Fritz?
I think we better stay.
I'm making
right
motion.
Over
we put
here.
It right there.
I mean, we sit here and voted as a group to buy that to add on stuff like that. Now,
I guess I'll make a motion for you to give you authority to go out for bid for that.
Well, you throw in there, designate that we're going to put it on this 5 acres?
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
That's where I think it should go.
I'll second that.
That's what we voted on.
Okay.
No,
I have a motion.
We're moving on.
By Commissioner Mars and a second by Commissioner Dominey to move forward on. First of all, to build the building
designs.
On the 5 acres, and then to, my plan would be to call around and see. I think this person has a, but I don't know who that would be. This ain't, you don't do that sort of thing, huh? Sealed, these aren't sealed. And she said, I can draw it all up, but I don't have the engineer seal. I tried to get, no offense, but I tried to get Mick to draw up a one-sheet thing just to turn in to TxDOT so we could help our kids have a park bathroom. And Mick told me I can't, and I asked him 4 or 5 times, and he said, oh, I'd get run off if I'd spend any of our time doing that. So I'm just laying it out there. You're worried about the insurance part of it?
Well, that's part of it.
Well,
hell, I can't draw anymore.
Listen. All right.
Blake is approved through the court as that engineer, isn't
it? I can talk to each one of them in the best proposal.
There you go.
We're talking about for, and we probably got authorized up to a certain amount. I believe it can be done for about $5,000.
Just put a cap on it at 10. Just
whatever. It's your motion. I'm not.
I'll make the motion that we put it over here. We get a set of engineering plans up to $10,000.
Okay. You know how tight I am. I'm gonna try.
I know.
I'm gonna have hold of Mick's arm over there, twisting on it. Build on 5 acres.
They just did what? They got what, 5 or 6 projects from us lately?
I don't expect them to do nothing for free. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't either.
But I expected, I was sure hoping I'd have got that one little old drawing, because all they really needed was, I think Trisha ended up producing something with the software we had, and there was no E&O or no, it was just TxDOT just want to know where we were putting the damn sewer line. All right. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Sound like it's 4-1. Mr. Sweeney is opposed to building the jail there, which is your prerogative, brother.
Yeah. Office, not jail.
Office.
Since we're talking about,
but
this,
that is what we'd already talked about doing this, and you weren't sitting there when this originally. It's been kicked down the road that long, and
I wasn't here last commissioner's court, and y'all talked about, since talking about the jail stuff. Y'all talked about building a wall over there at that other facility.
Yeah.
For records, is that what it lay out?
Yeah.
Take it. Okay.
Yeah. Just to separate where. And it took me a while to understand, it's not that they're hogging the whole building, but they don't want people over there, because if anybody's over there monkeying around and they got a murder trial and the chief piece of evidence, the lawyer knows that somebody was over there, he could say, the county judge was probably over digging through the files and messed that up or took that evidence out or whatever. I get that. It all has to do with that wall will change.
That's all, yep.
That will secure the, what do you call it? Chain of custody, chief? Yeah. All right.
So you still have to go to the city and get permission on the facade?
I don't think that's, is that the historical stuff right there on this side?
I think that carries within a block or two of the courthouse.
That's what I thought.
It was definitely here, I think.
Not. I don't think it goes that far.
It was here. Yeah, but it wasn't.
We agree. Yeah. We.
Well, and we don't want
to. No. We went to them and said we want to comply. I'm not sure that it goes that far out.
And sewer, we know.
Miss Trapp is a sweet lady.
There. We know where water's at.
And my first time.
Miss Trapp is a sweet lady.
Oh yeah.
Bless her heart. She would.
I'm gonna talk to I'm going to talk to the governor over there and see if what we can do, and if not, I'll go elsewhere.
Put parking over there.
So
I think it's a lot of
when I talk to them, they'll know. Yeah, you got to have drawings for the electrical, the plumbing, the.
You know, one of the things, yeah, and it's got to be handicapped. It's
got to be engineered.
What my thoughts was, it's more than just saying, hey, we're going to build a metal building.
No, it's got to be everything. It's got to be planned out.
You got to have parking.
You got to have everything.
The person that drew these up, I think, I could be wrong. I'm not an engineer, but I think they're kind of like lawyers. They got a bunch of people like that that can't squeeze the seal on the paper, but they do a lot of the work. And then these guys look it over and they know that they've been drawing them up and they stamp them.
Me. I need to talk to you before you leave.
So good. That made my day.
Glad something did.
So Chief, you had something that you sent over there, and we were talking on the phone, and I told her to put it on there. But it did not appear on here because there was 3 or 4 days in between. But it'll go, because I saw it in the book, unless you took it out. After the agenda got posted, this last
emailed it and it went to everybody's email. I mean, it was on that.
I'm just telling you, it ain't on here.
Okay,
it's right here.
Senate Bill 22 form.
It's the Senate Bill 8 resolution.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I wrote supposed to be on the agenda on here. You sent that over there. Well, I don't know when you sent it, but it says request approval to utilize insurance funds from 2 total patrol vehicles for a transport.
That is okay. We're going to table that anyway. I'm glad that didn't make it on there.
Someone got a little chewing for this not being on there.
I
didn't run her off.
That was sent a while back.
I don't know. You sent them to her, and it was laying there, and I thought, it's not in. It's not on there. I'm gonna get chewed on for that, and I'm taking my chewing up front.
No,
it didn't get. So you want to table that anyway?
Yeah, because some of the numbers didn't calculate correctly when.
Chief said table. So I don't put it on the next one unless you come back.
It'll be on the next one. I'll just have to change the numbers. I don't want to give you that.
So a couple of vehicles got wrecked, and there was some over the payoff money left, and you wanted to apply that to replace
the jail van. And the jail van was, they have a 2000.
Okay, so we bought a jail van way back yonder, back when we were ignorant, and realized you don't have to go pick them up and offer a chauffeur service. And we hadn't been going and picking up people's inmates somewhere else, not rental inmates, in several years. So why would we need another van? We're not going and pick. How many we got in there right now anyway? Our goal was about 60. We're down to, what you got, 10 or 12?
What are you talking about, rentals?
Rental inmates,
I think we're about 20.
Well, that's good. That's good. So what exactly, what's the need for a van if we're not in the picking them up?
Sir, we pick up inmates all over the state and outside the state.
So you don't pick up a van load of them at
no
one time?
No, but when we go do trash pickup and we do others, we haul two to four inmates at a time. You can't do that in a pickup truck.
Yeah, you can. You get them a little old pillar or something, and they just sit down on the back end, in the back of the pickup.
No, sir.
Like I did when I was a kid when we went to the swimming hole at Big Creek. We all got in the back and we drove down there.
No, sir, I don't want to. It's always advisable when you run a jail, we have a van for mass transportation. If we have any incidents at all and we can't move our prisoners for safety purposes, we're in trouble. We are required to have transportation for all our inmates. There's no way we can transport 144 inmates.
You can't put them all in a van either.
No, No, but I can move.
You might as well be asking for a couple of Greyhound buses.
I can move 15 at a time.
If that's actually the truth,
I thought you were going to take that
say,
anyway, didn't you?
I was. We fence off about a quarter of an acre with look right over here behind this office building. And you can walk them over there if the building catches on fire.
Yeah, that's if they don't all run away because I don't have a fence around my gym.
Well, I guess they could do that. Anyway, that's not on the agenda.
No, sir, it's not.
So, next.
I don't think he has anything on there, do you? You don't have nothing
Excuse
on there.
Excuse me, sir?
You don't have nothing on there, Dale.
No, sir, I just that resolution
I need to have resolution.
That Senate Bill 8 resolution. It was
We've already signed the resolution and approved it.
It was approved in March 18th, but the Texas controller sent it back to us, saying they wanted me to add some more
verbiage. Did you send me the correspondence?
And I sent that to you.
Okay, I hadn't seen that. But
I emailed that all to you, and it was so it needs to be re-signed.
You must have sent that, because I emailed you about it, and then you must have sent it Monday or Tuesday.
Yes,
I was on the bench all day yesterday, so I didn't check my email. But
yeah,
when I get back, I'll look at it.
It just needs your signature, because basically what it was is two things. They wanted to make sure that the sheriff's office, the sheriff on that Senate Bill 8 is the main person authority over. And the second thing is that we will not use we can't use that funds for anything but extra. We can't put it in our, we can't use it for general operations.
Hey, and I wasn't here last Commissioner's Court meeting. I was kind of under the weather. But I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate the good job your employees, all of our employees did over there on that gas leak. I really appreciate that.
No problem. And like I told everybody, that's part of our reserve deal. And our reserves are averaging about 2 to 250 hours, 3 hours to the county that they're doing between our court services, our SR, you know, our sex offender verification stuff, our trash pickup, our court, babysitting courts when we're at the courts, and everything else that they're doing for us. So we really appreciate having all of those.
Since we're back on item number 5, announcement or possible discussion of items of public community interest. When you mention the, I think a tip of the hat ought to go to the landowner who.
Yes, Miss Annie.
Yeah.
Miss Annie Schreiboy. I'm going to tell you, that lady did a whale of a job for us.
There was a little bit of misinformation floating around, like she was not going to let anybody go through and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, enough to where I did a little Googling and I thought, well, I'm the county judge. This is an emergency. I can do this, and I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do that. I don't even know if the governor could do this and do.
So I called her on the phone that morning, and I said, Miss Annie, I said, I need a big favor. She said, what do you need, Donnie? And I told her. And she said, here's a combination to the front, and here's a combination to the back.
Yeah, that's good. You know, when you watch all these shows on TV, though, you think, yeah, well, emergency, they're going to commandeer this and commandeer. County judges don't have that authority to
they
go
think
in there
you
and
do.
Tell them, huh?
They think you do.
They think, well, they may, and that's maybe you bluff with that, but the legal actual authority to do it, it don't exist.
And I'm trying to tell people that. I mean,
it bruised my ego a little bit, but I'll get over it.
You could have done a disaster declaration and put a curfew in where they couldn't
I ain't never been real big on curfews anyway. I didn't like it when I was in college and you had to get in the dorm. So you won't, I ain't going to say I'd never do that, but don't hold your breath.
You'd probably get a good thrashing from me if you tried to commandeer my land to drive across.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody.
Absolutely.
She stepped up above and beyond.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. I picked up two bags myself they dumped out, but I got a lot of people called and said they would go out there and, you know, everybody would help pick it up. and we got it taken care of. But it's just, that's sad. That's what our society is today. That's what our society is.
I tell you what, I don't even want to go there. But next time you see DP, talk about disrespecting something.
What now? I didn't hear him.
Have you talked to DP about what happened over there?
Oh, yeah. Fritz, no matter what you try to do to make it better, no matter what you try to do, people don't
give out no details.
People don't respect themselves, so they're not going to respect other people.
That's true.
Very true.
That's a fact.
All right, item number 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve and grant a variance for Jennifer Raggy and New Key Homes for a 0.5235 acre division out of a 5.724 acre in the Drury McGee survey.
Okay, that's all right.
So this is, y'all talked about somebody getting a new home, and one of our employees are getting a new home right there at the end of this road.
Oh.
And I don't want to say any names, okay, but y'all can figure it out by the map.
Oh, I know who it is.
But it's right there at the end, and it's a half acre they're carving off of this. It does have county road frontage, and it does have a 5-foot drainage easement. And I believe Ms. Wright has the variance form.
Man, I can't read.
Oh, here's a better one. It came later, it's not fast.
Are you good with it?
I'm just
reading. Really?
There's a better one.
Oh.
No, you don't have to take any of it.
Doesn't everybody
You're
have
all
to
good
sign
with
it?
Are you draining it? You're everything good to go?
It's on Andrea Lane. Is that?
Yes, Andrea Lane. Again, Andrea Lane.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
The other guy, whoever's doing it's got a little bit, they got still got some frontage to. Oh, New Key Homes. They're the owners?
Yes.
So what are they going to do with the rest of it? Be back next week and want to do this again?
No, I made sure that wasn't going to happen. I said, we'll do variance, but you're not going to continue to write it up.
I recognize that name from when I brought something in before you mentioned it.
Yeah, I got the title policy on that original track, and you cannot imagine what they paid for it.
Oh, I can.
It's here. It's right here.
How much?
I got a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Dominey.
No,
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yeah, Sweeney. Okay.
Commissioner Sweeney, excuse me. Oh, that's right off 156, so I'm sure there's water and power and all that stuff, right?
They got water, phone.
Water? San Jacinto goes on past that, and I know Chico's got electric out there.
Don, do you have the signature
box?
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. So, 5-0.
So the subdivision is something.
Guarantee you, if it's a home builder, they're going to be back and want to do the same thing again.
Yeah.
That's just my guess.
Are you still here? I didn't know that. I thought he moved off.
We're trying to drag this one out till lunchtime. 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve application to revise subdivision plat in part, the subdivision plat of the reserves at Cape Royale, section 2, by revising restricted reserve F, consisting of 4.632 acres into 2. Two reserves to be known as Reserve F1, consisting of 3.290 acres, and restricted Reserve F2, consisting of 1.342 acres of the reserves at Cape Royale Section 2.
It's all the originals.
A whole lot of words just to say Cape Royale's got a reserve that they wanted to split up into two reserves.
Into two reserves?
Yes.
Is that just a fancy way of saying they're like bigger lots than normal? I mean, what's the point if you're just going to put it into two reserves?
The richer reserve and the poorer.
Well, now ask me that a question again.
When I hear the word reserve, that means it's a reserve. It's going to be used for
park.
A park or a swimming pool or a tennis court or whatever. So,
well, it's got a timber. I don't know. You want to call it timber management or what is it?
Yeah, it is. Part of it's also flooded.
I think reserve is just a. It's just a word they put on that part of the subdivision. Oh, that's the reserve. That's where all the big dogs stay.
Well, they didn't put it into individual.
But most all the other subdivisions in the whole county, when you see reserve, that's where the swimming pool's going to go that they promise you and may never build. But or they're going to put a fish pond or the golf course or whatever.
I got a question.
That's not what this is.
I got a question. On a reserve lot, do they pay the same taxes on a reserve lot as they do on any other lot in there?
I don't think so, but they're just calling it reserve, but it's not a reserve like we're thinking about, I don't believe. That's what I'm trying to get him to it confess to.
They looked on the original plat and determined what the reserve was for.
Well, I've looked at the original plat, the engineers looked at the original plat, and the POA has looked at the original plat, and we don't see anything that says that they can't do what they want to do.
No, I just wonder what it was for to begin with.
But just to answer your question, according to the CAD, this is valued way below what it probably is. It looks like it's valued at $7,000.
I'd buy it.
And it's a $250,000 lot, but
minimum.
Because they own it, they're getting it at a $7,000. I got a 25-foot lot in town, 25-foot wide, and it's like $25,000. This is on the water. $7,000?
Will you buy it?
But the nice
I'll give them 7,000 for it.
I do one half.
That permission?
Yeah.
What I'm going to say, one of the reasons why they wanted to cut off this 1-point-something acres into one is because their plan is to sell it. And therefore, then it will be on the tax roll at whatever it's
supposed to be. Yeah, but the only thing I'm saying, that subdivision's been in there how long?
Since about 1970.
Okay, we're talking 50 plus years, 56
years?
Yeah,
50 years, yeah.
At 5,000 or 6,000.
Yeah, ain't that something?
Yeah, but if you'll look at the flat,
I don't.
There's a 100-foot area that cannot be forested off of the road. So it's really that you could never use it for anything else. Except for that one little section where the house is going to be, where the house can be.
Yeah.
And we've talked to them about that, and they realize that that's the only place the house can be.
Right, and that's why I got the county engineer involved in it, is to make sure that there's a spot that they can have a house and whatever else that they need. Because it is, somebody's going to have a beautiful front yard. That's
you can never do anything.
Is it going on the realty market? Or they already sold it, or
no? They just want to put it on the market.
Huh.
Well, the flowage easement goes all the way to the edge of the road in one spot. It must be a.
There's only one spot they can build a house. In that where Reserve F2 is, that's the only spot they can build a house.
They can't build it where that point is. In that flowage,
they can't build it in the preserve. But I think they're going to try to sell it with that understanding. That's the only place it can be.
Zone X. Sure, boat ramp. I mean, bulkhead and all that.
Just in that area, the Zone X that you're looking at, there's a spot there that they were able to
put. Oh, okay. Where it says Zone X?
Well, I don't think that Zone X was designed for that, but that's the marking.
The Zone X is outside of the
floodplain.
The rest
of it's
all in Zone
X. Okay. Who's on that long? Well, this says Zone A.
Or Zone A, excuse me.
Can I pass Wolf Creek Park? If you're in a boat, you go past Wolf Creek Park. You got a long pier. Is that Wolf Creek? Did you run the notices and all that stuff?
Yes.
Anybody here from the Cape or anywhere else that's here to fuss about doing this?
I'm from the Cape, chairman of the real estate committee out there. Just coincidentally happened to come today. Yes, this portion, the term reserve is not technical. It designates certain areas of the Cape that are available. Many of them are available for home development.
Right.
And this happens to be one of them. The POA wants to carve out this little portion of this reserve for marketing and to sell.
Man, what are you thinking it lives for?
Excuse me?
What do y'all think it's going, you're going to list price it at?
The price is going to be listed for $159,000.
Not bad as I thought it'd be.
This is in a prestigious area of the Cape.
Yeah, that's not bad as I thought. I thought it'd be more than that.
No.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. I just wanted to make clear that it's not the reserve like you normally see. When you see a subdivision and it says reserve, that's where they're going to build the tennis court or the swimming pool.
Or the fire department.
Yeah, yeah, or things like that, yeah.
There are probably 20 homes that are located in areas called reserves.
Yeah. So I've seen it done in other subdivisions, but it was...
technical meaning here.
Yeah, that's all I was trying to get at. I didn't think it was... That's what I thought, and I appreciate you confirming my suspicion.
Attached to the order, Judge, is the affidavit of publication showing that it's been in the paper the three times that was required. And then the tax certificate
shows
there's no taxes to
be owed. We got it all. Like normal with you?
It's normally.
Yeah, for the record, I see you've submitted a tax certificate. All the taxes are paid. The notice has been run in the paper. So, sir, you don't have any objection to it then?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And the only thing that is kind of semi-different from all the rest of that brought you is that they did the plat. Well, in two pages.
Yeah. If I was the guy on the other side of the street, though, and I built my house, and that was where I enjoyed that lake view. When they build a house right here, I ain't going to have the same view. But that person had an opportunity. He should have subscribed to the newspaper and come up here. And that's the only way they'd know about it, I guess. They probably posted it out there at the Cape, maybe.
I don't know, but it was on the
county's
webpage.
I about run out of stuff to say.
Oh, you've got a motion.
Oh, I have a motion?
Yes, sir.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second.
Mars did.
A second by Commissioner Mars. I just didn't hear. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
You might get out of lunch today, Greg.
No, I'm going to stick around. I got some stuff to do at the courthouse. So.
You're hung?
I'm hung.
So, I'm looking at a Mylar here.
It's the second page.
I don't see nowhere to sign it.
It's on the second page.
It's on the button.
I'm going to get up and sign it too.
For some reason, they wanted to do it on two pages and not break it.
Well, they're going to take this and just stick another plat on the front. And,
well, let's hope not. And then, Commissioner, there's
the paper. Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Your honeyness.
We had a little bit longer. Yeah. It was something we were going to have to do a lot faster. Just a smaller town is going to get a little longer.
And I'm hoping you did bring the application.
Got it on the front.
We got to pay
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Some of us got
it. You're exactly right.
I should have given him 7,000 a month.
Yeah. Is there a back page on
it? Yeah, the map.
Oh, is it? Okay,
I think.
It's the map.
It's on the map. Number 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve necessary actions regarding matters pertaining to this community park. I went by there the other day. It's looking really nice.
So the stone was delivered. It looks really, really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems a lot bigger than what I thought it was going to be, but it's beautiful.
Yes,
yeah.
About a foot taller than you are.
Yeah. I think it's a great memorial, and I think it'll serve us well. And it's got plenty of room to add, even though we don't want to add, but, you know, just in case that happens.
That was something I didn't bring. I thought I did. So I thought DP said the stuff that we ordered, the swing sets
yes.
and this and that, has come in. And
yeah, he talked with Mark earlier about bringing out a small excavator so we can start putting that stuff in.
I brought a piece of equipment out when we run the water line. I have a neuter skid steer. And it's also got, but somebody... I think I just bought a auger. He said something about needing to drill some holes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we don't have one, I can bring mine out there.
I believe
but
we have one.
Y'all have one?
Mr. Donnie has
good,
one.
Good,
yeah.
good, good.
Yeah.
Well, if we're doing something and I'm out there and I hang somebody's britches with the auger.
I used it and there were people standing there, but we're running.
Yeah. No, that's
you didn't
good.
De-pants nobody? Not yet.
I actually took somebody's shirt off one time. I told him, I said, boy, you're getting too close to that. And it was a, it just grabbed the hook. He was stout. It just sucked his shirt right
off.
Well, on
the skid steer, you
scared me to
have
death.
To have somebody to hold it like you do behind a tractor.
No, you don't. It's much safer, much safer. So I guess he's scheduling when that's going.
Yes. At the same time, we're going to dig the holes to put the tractor tires in. So it's coming together.
That's good.
Yeah. But that's all I have. All
right.
So I don't,
y'all
let me know.
I said I bought one and I ain't drilled the first hole in it with it, but if y'all got one, it's probably
better.
I think
I mean,
he originally was gonna
do the
holes, but I think he thought the market has something else
that
has
to be done, so I don't know if
they're
gonna need it. But I'm
not
gonna swear.
Okay, y'all just let me know.
All right.
Thank you.
I didn't think before.
Did you? Was that good?
We got a couple of, I don't know that it's necessary to go into executive. We got a couple of, we're back under five now for the record.
Okay.
We got a couple of openings. 911 has resigned, and that was effective last Thursday. We've already ran an ad in the paper. I've received four applications, and I was thinking, I didn't want to be too in too big of a rush, but I think she's found a better paying job, and I wish her all the luck in the world and all that stuff.
I know. She called
after the last meeting we had, when I got back into the office, IT fella, Mr. Wills, he had talked about, he's almost as old as I am. He had mentioned about in the future he was going to intend to, you know, hang it up. So he brought me a letter, effective July 31st. He's gone. That gives us time to
news.
Advertise.
My stuff on Florida Well.
Try to get somebody, because, you know, we added him another position. And it took him a while to fill the position, so there's not just somebody standing around on every corner.
He said he thinks his estimate's really going to be, his estimate's going to be.
But, Miss D.D., we want to go ahead and put an ad in the paper on that one, too, I guess.
For what?
Yeah, I need to get a job.
IT.
You don't have
Oh, yeah.
I had an old one.
We did that. I hired him in 13 or 14.
Yeah.
I was working here. We hired him.
Yeah.
But
he come from the prison, right?
Yeah, because he didn't want to drive anymore, so he come up here and took a pay cut. And
come from the prison.
He's done a good job.
I was going to throw it out there, too. I don't know if having an outside vendor come in and take no.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking accessibility to
that's
each different people.
We did that before, and
sure
we were
did.
Spending a fortune. That's why we got our own IT guy.
I don't know I don't even begin to know what it would cost, but I'm thinking with the IT, we got $130,000 just on salaries. That ain't talking about all the other the retirement.
Well, I mean, if that's what you want to do.
I thought there was one.
We had a couple of guys.
Well, I don't need one.
We had one of the guys.
Yeah,
his name was Sean. And he did a pretty good job, but he got.
I just saw it here, but.
You know, we've grown, and I don't remember the details, and I wouldn't go into them if I could remember them, but.
I just know that David had, I know Quantum was the source of it, but he had him that.
The sore subject was the chief deputy signed a contract without any court approval and ran up a $100,000 bill, and we didn't even authorize it. And I still, to this day, don't know how that, how could that happen? Chief Jolly wouldn't do such a thing.
But I don't know.
But it happened, and that's why.
I don't know how responsive they were to calls. But I know that now there's a lot of offices responding.
I
know
what they're making.
And
now that we're on the subject, that outfit.
You know what you want when you come on.
Went in the computers. Took Mark out of the computer. He couldn't go over and work on nothing if he wanted to. That's what he told me yesterday.
I know we better hurry.
Which is fine.
Because we have one administrator for the whole county, so we need to probably.
I don't know.
If
we need
somebody,
we need to run an ad like next week and get something going out there, because if anybody knows of anybody that's.
Who,
I don't
me?
Know enough about computers to know who would.
I got a 12-year-old grandson. No more than you do.
Yeah. Right.
A good friend of mine's son, he's about 40. He does IT, but he lives in Kansas. Mm. And he makes about $120 a year.
Is that all?
Yeah. I mean.
Who told you that?
Crystal did this morning. Foreman.
What?
Foreman?
Judge, I'll get with you on the
all
our pays. No, it's not.
Well, if you can come up with one, you're a very resourceful young lady. I'm sure there's some out on the internet, or you probably know 40 treasurers or resource people. I have no doubt you can. I trust your ability to come up with a good job description better than I can come up with, if you don't mind. All right. So the only thing I had in executive was to talk about the applicant or whatever. But
I was just saying, like, on here.
I mean, it's not like there's something juicy that can't be talked about, but I'm going to just start scheduling them to come in, at least the ones that we have. I've got two of the ladies, the only two that are left, they both applied.
Well, I pay nine to match, but all of
them. And there's two more. There's one from Shepherd and one from Point Blank that's applied. None of them have
the
qualifications, but anybody, well, I say that, not very many people have those qualifications, but people can be trained and learn how to do it. For the time being, y'all listening, I'm under number five, but I'm talking about what's happening with the, because we're not going to act on it. The DR, they gave me a list of 10 people that they had on their standard list that does inspections.
I thought Mark said you might go on executive session or something. Didn't you say that?
I thought that's what I heard him say.
Well, I don't know if it's not really anything that's secretive, but I've called about six or eight of them.
Well, I talked to a lady this morning with a bunch of qualifications and a bunch of training. And I'd venture to say about $4,000 or $5,000 more than what that job pays, that she might be interested.
Tell her to turn in an application.
Okay.
Because I got four applications. But what I was going to say, none of them have the DR training yet, of those four. But in the meantime, we're getting people calling. So
she worked in this office till recently.
You talking about the one who gave me a resignation, and
you
would expect us to hire somebody who just quit us?
Yes, sir.
Austin says you got another year.
I'm just telling you. She called me this morning and was talking to me.
I don't doubt that. But for the time being, we're going to sub them out like we used to do.
We're going to spend that on training and subbing out and everything else.
She's the third or fourth one we've trained.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's got the gall to quit and then expect us to hire her back on the side. I can't swallow that. Anyway.
We hire them back within a year all the time anyways.
Well, we're going to sub them out until we get something done.
I talked to a gentleman just yesterday that's got all kind of license and inspection license, but he doesn't have the OSFF. But he said he would get it if we need him, and we'd have to determine what to pay.
Well, out of the six that I called, that they gave me the list.
What are they?
Most all of them recommended. There's a couple of ladies over there in Livingston. One of them used to work for us about 3 or 4 years ago. And they
she quit too, though, didn't she?
She did.
Okay.
There was a lady in that office that inquired about the job when it first came open.
I remember one of them called me. So what are they going to charge us on those sewer stuff? Did they give you a surprise on those outside?
Patricia don't know what price to set it at.
Yeah. I mean, what are they outside people charging us?
I don't have an agreement yet, but I told them if they have some type of an agreement, I'd probably have to get it approved by the court. But for the time being, I'm going to tell them to, she's supposed to be sending me something back within a day or two.
They didn't give you no idea, $350, $450. I mean, I know because
$150.
How much?
$150.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not the gold mine that she thinks it is.
Okay, that's a good price. I think your mother was charged $350 to $450.
She told me $150.
Wow, that's good. How many you got coming in your area, Crystal? Estimate.
900 septic, but that will be able to be contracted out at the cost of the developer. So that shouldn't affect the county on that one. On that one individual.
Yeah, that's going to be over a 4 or 5 year period, I imagine.
I think they're hoping.
All right. Item number 6, consider approval of claims.
Mark, you can hang on those if you caught your eye. I didn't mean to, not that really caught me, stood out.
Yeah, we always got bills.
I never seen that really stood out to me. Well, I ain't read a bit about that, I'm gonna tell you. Not they really, really are, man. Huh?
Do you care?
I'm sorry?
Do you care?
Do I know? No, sir. Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Donnie, did she tell you? She walked in my office and told me, said, I called TCEQ and told them y'all don't have a DR anymore.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know none of
that. I said, well, why would you do that? That's the same kind of move Keene did, calling the jail commission.
Yeah, I did not know that. That's the first I heard of that.
I ain't making it up.
So I'm not.
She looked me right in the eye and told me that.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't even address it then. I ain't going to bring it back up.
I had a great relationship, but
if they
that
did
left
that,
a sour taste in my mouth.
If they did that, I don't want no part of it. I did not know that.
I still got the guy's number on the pink sheet of paper that she handed me.
Wow. I don't believe you, no. But I won't support it again. We have a lot of deals with
parents. Medical. Is our doctor Singleton and Associates chief?
No new
Singleton and Associates, is that our
no
medical provider?
I didn't know, I was just curious.
Singleton Associates. That's our medical provider, I guess. I didn't remember that name.
I don't remember that one either. That may be one of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 invoices. For
it's one of those outpatient, but one of those.
Yeah, because our standard is MK. Well, it's not very much. The bills are tiny. I don't even know what they're getting for $20.85.
Because what they do and what I make them do now is use that Inogen Healthcare software and put it in there, and they...
Hey, y'all do that.
You go, girl.
Every medical bill has to get burned.
I wouldn't know.
Because we have people in our jail that require a large amount of medical attention, and I tell everybody that they get more medical care in our jail than they do when they're not in jail.
If they're in there and they need a heart transplant and they're in there for smoking a joint, they need. I need to give them a PR box.
Nobody's in there for smoking.
I don't do it, never have done it, but I don't want to put them all in there. Not if it costs us a fortune.
Absolutely.
City don't need to keep that money.
Well, no, I'll find out about it. And they might have gave it back to them.
If they did, I guess that's all right, too. Whatever.
What event did they have here? What was it?
Buy back. Did we buy a vehicle back?
Yes,
sir.
Which
one? The one in the back?
May I say something?
What you got?
Well, I'm going to just give you a heads up on our gov deals.
What?
Right now, we're doing very well. We're over $34,000.
What? What have you sold?
We're selling all these junk, all the wrecked vehicles.
Blue.
And ones with engines blown up in them.
All
my in-house stuff.
We approved that back way back?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We got old houses.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay,
34.
We had a couple more days to do it.
Check on it.
We've been to move y'all Shepherd anyways. Huh? We've been to move you Shepherd anyways.
Okay.
Maintenance. I didn't see nothing caught my eyes on the bills, did y'all?
No, sir.
I
didn't see nothing. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars and a second by Commissioner Dominey to pay the bills. Any comments or questions, concerns? All in favor say aye.
What?
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
I just want that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm just saying, we're following the policy.
I agree.
Let's all follow the policy.
I agree 100%.
Right.
You might want to break the bad news.
Oh, it's already done now, but I'm just saying, if we're going to.
I didn't see any budget amendments or revenue certifications. None. All right. Number 8, consider approval of minutes of meetings of regular meeting, May 13th, 2026, workshop meeting, May 27th, 2026, monthly meeting, May 27th,
2026. I'll make that motion to approve the minutes.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey. Second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
One. I wasn't here during the last meeting.
Okay. Commissioner Mars abstains.
Sir?
Who's second?
Luke.
The bills, Commissioner Dominey.
Crystal Bill.
Dominey.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Anybody?
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 4-0. Item number 9, Consider approval of receive and consider approval of May 2026 departmental reports, treasurer, tax collector, auditor, sheriff, county clerk, district clerk, justice of the peace, precinct 1234, constable, precinct 1234, emergency management, fire marshal, AgriLife extension, indigent health care, 911 address and permit reports, veteran officer, sanitation. So when you catch some black bass, you just throw them back, don't you?
I throw all of them back. We're
going to
eat that evening, we'll cook
this with you. I'll make the motion on that. I didn't get the district clerk or the veterans office.
Look at here. This here says Mark Martino. So might or let him sign that one.
Okay.
Second it.
Last page, Mark.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Sweeney, but he said he didn't get the district clerk,
veterans officer.
That's you.
And that's it, I reckon. Any comments, concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
I think he did.
Chief.
I know. You can put it below. You can sign below. I don't mind. Whatever. He didn't catch it till the last one. Thank you. It was my understanding you did.
That was what it was for.
It's been handy for me too.
Crystal, I got a situation over in Shepherd about that dog. That dog's loose again. Now, they just sent me another video of one got mauled.
Right, but in a variance, it's either splitting, usually it's splitting something. Right.
Which
so
room,
if it's one tax roll, now you're making it two, so it is changing it.
They got
so
over there, they wrote people two tickets, but they told them that they don't pick up dogs.
No, but I mean, whatever.
They told
them. They can get us one. I'll call them.
That's what my understanding was through ListServ with all the other county clerks.
But if it
comes to be self-quarantined,
the
owner
has to take it to the vet
clinic. Did you just make a motion to adjourn?
No, I did.
I seconded it. Okay.
I got a motion to adjourn by Commissioner Morris.
Don't we need a closed session for the revised advertisement? Go from 60 days to 90 days.
Thank you, sir.
Hold on.
We do have some executive. Okay. I appreciate let me get my.
Yep.
That motion to adjourn fails for lack of a second. We got some executive that we got to go into. Item number 14. No. Executive session, closed executive session. Pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551-071-072-072-507-074-076 to discuss matters with an attorney regarding pending or contemplating related litigation, deliberations regarding real property, deliberations regarding contracts and personnel matters. And Mick, I know at least one thing in a legal contract and a notice that we put out.
Do you need to sign
on the grants, we've already advertised, and there was a typo in the legal notice that said 60 days, and it needs to say 90 days. And the ad's already running. And we told them to change the ad, but it has to do with Precinct 2. And we don't want to just start all over, but since it is a legal notice, I'm trying to give the public as much info about what we're fixing to go in there and talk about, but it's to correct an error in a legal notice, and we'll come back out after we briefly discuss it, and I hope vote to fix that correction. It has to do with a legal. That was there anything? Was there another? That's well, the one you're talking about, right?
Mine still doesn't have the bond paperwork yet either, so I'm still waiting.
So at this time, what time is it?
10:52.
At 10:52, we're going to go into executive session and discuss these legal issues and then come back out and maybe act on them. What time is it?
11:09.
Let the record reflect we have reconvened. We've adjourned executive session at 11:09 and reconvened in regular session. We're moving to item number 15, adjourn executive session and reconvene in regular session for consideration, discussion, and possible vote on items discussed in executive session. We discussed some legal notices and legal contract over the MITMOD grant funding. There was a one-digit typo in a legal notice, and we are ratifying a decision to correct that typo and change it from 60 days to 90 days. That was the consensus, no quorum, in a regular meeting that we have on these projects without a quorum. So if I could get a motion to do that.
So I'll make the motion to change in the contract for item 6, 7, and 8. Which ones was it?
6, 8, and 9.
To change it from 60 to 90 days on the contract.
Well, it's the notice that ties to the contract. It's in the paper, and we voted. Well, I told them to run it another week because it's got to have 2 weeks' notice. It's already had one that says 60, but the next two are going to say 90. So we've complied with the terms of the contract. And that doesn't mean we have to wait 90 days. It just says we can wait 90 days to decide whether or not to accept the bid or review the bids and things like that. Mick do what he does, looking at them and all that stuff. If certain things happen, and the environmental gets completed on that flowing wells project, and we had all our ducks in a row next week, I guess we could technically do it, but we won't give us the ability to not have to redo because.
I'll second that.
All right. Am I just running out of things?
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Thank you. I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Dominey to change the ad, the legal notice, I mean, from 60 to 90 days. I'm telling you, they're going to change one digit in the ad, and that's it. And just for a bit more explanation, you could put 120 days if you wanted to, but most contractors are not going to want to have to honor that bid that long. That's why we cut it as far back a little. But in this case, it become necessary. We've already accepted all the bids. Well, now, on the first round, not this round.
We've accepted the second round, but we haven't accepted this third round.
That's
it's just
right.
Now going out for bid, right?
Yes. Right.
In the paper tomorrow and next Thursday.
Any comments or questions after having said all that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Ayes have it, it's unanimous to 5-0 to change 60 to 90 days in the legal notice on the MITMOD project. Current bidding.
I'll make that motion.
Well, you've already, we done voted on
to adjourn.
Tell it, I like the way you think. All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.